May the Lord bless you, dear heart dwellers, and keep us from judging one another. Mother Mary began, I have much to share with you. Please stay free of judgment. I'm sorry. I don't even know when I do it. Please help me not to do that. I don't want to judge. Blessed Mother continued, Yes, it does pile up in everyone. You judge, and that opens the door for others to judge you, and it spreads like a plague. It is so very toxic, and all of you do it several times a day. I am wanting your vessels to be clean, that you may be used by heaven. Sweetness, always sweetness, never a bitter or harsh edge. This is a sharp sword that slays souls, and all of you do this. It will always bring forth the filth of judgment, which clouds reason and truth. I want your hearts to be a place of sweet repose for my son's heart-weary soul. He must observe the bitterness of brother against brother every day. This is one place where he can come and discover hearts of sweetness, empty of the world's turbulence. This is so important for the gifts to flow. My children, you must learn to respond out of grace, not your flesh, when some inconvenience slaps you in the face or troubles you. All your adult lives, you have given into this response to find fault with one another. Now you have come to a little piece of heaven, and it must stop. With this response, if you are leading, you will lead into error those who follow. This is a discipline you must acquire. Make excuses for one another and call to mind all the times you have done the very same things, except worse things, even more disordered. This will cause you to toss those rotten thoughts out of your heads. You can be assured that Satan is behind this, working it to bring division. If it is not stopped when it is small, it will grow into a very large fault that spoils the work you are doing. Indeed, make excuses for one another and gently chide when it is appropriate. Otherwise, overlook and write off the faults of others, knowing deep in your hearts that you are guilty of so much more. This is also an important time of forgiveness. The need to stay clean is becoming paramount because you are dealing more and more with wickedness, and to fight that effectively, you must be clear of judgment and rancor. When a past transgressor comes to mind, make an absolute point of forgiving everything in your memory about them that offended, and ask God to heal them of any wound you inflicted. You must be pure. You must be clean. You must be holy. Blessed Mother was smiling. I do appreciate your efforts for me. I love you.